In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we are going to have a little event right after the liturgy for the children in St. Nicholas. So I'm going to keep my homily very short. Today we celebrated the baptism of Patrick. And baptisms are an amazing event. They're amazing for the individual who's baptized, but they're also amazing for the Holy Church, because through baptism, we die to our past, and we are born again into life in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I can't think of anything more powerful than that, that we die to our past. We die to sin. We die to all of the things that we did in ignorance and all the things that we should not have done, even knowing what we were doing. And we die, more importantly, to the power of sin. Being born as natural people, subject to the power of sin and death, which was brought to us through the fall, is that this power is overcome. And it's amazing because it's overcome not just through the font, because of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, who himself was subject to baptism. And of course we know that he went out and he was baptized by John the Baptist. And when he was baptized, a dove came down, which symbolizes the power of the Holy Spirit. And the voice of the Father, "This is my beloved Son," was heard. And of course, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ was present as perfect God and perfect man. And here he was baptized. And so it is, he took upon himself, from the very beginning, of course, but there are these events which signalize, you might say, or make clear. And he took upon himself the sin of the world. And we know the many events that transpired, but ultimately, he nailed sin and death to the cross. And then he demonstrated, or better, revealed the power of divinity that he was. And he went down into Hades. He preached the gospel to those who could hear, who had gone before. And he rose from the dead. And then began to appear to his apostles and disciples. And this, of course, is an amazing narrative. And it begins in Genesis, and it really never ends, but certainly we see it through the four gospels, but continues on in the church. And so Patrick, and all of us, God willing, have been baptized in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the power of sin and death has been overcome. What's also amazing, though, is that we live a life of trial. No question. That even though we have received the gift of eternal life, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ wants us to be perfected, in order that we can become lights to those around us, that we can be beacons of light that proclaim the gospel not just in words. I mean, there are some who proclaim the gospel in words, but to proclaim the holy gospel by one's presence, by the light that one has. And so we have before us a life filled with hope and joy and victory. And if we remember that through our baptism and participation in the life of Christ, that we participate in his victory, then I think it makes it possible for us to also endure many, many humiliations and many temptations. And I think there are none of us here who have been exempted from temptations, evil thoughts and evil desires, and darkness and depression, and so many things that can assault us. And our outbursts of anger and criticism and condemnation, and our thoughts of pride and thinking of ourselves as better than other people, and all of the sins, we know them. I think we know them in our hearts. And if we don't, we should get a list of the sins and study them so that we can identify them in our own selves. And so these are our trials, and some of our trials are through sickness and health and injury and so on, and through the sickness and injury that might come upon a spouse or a child. And these are great trials and tribulations. And they're given to us for perfection. One might say, and how does this work for perfection? The trials and tribulations, if we embrace them in the name of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, with intense interior prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. And we tear our minds away from those things that distract us. And we focus our minds on the mercy, the kindness, and the victory of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. So then we will be sanctified. And as we are sanctified in our mind can little by little enter into our heart, which was corrupted by sin at the fall. And as it enters into the heart, then our whole personality and our whole presence becomes illuminated. And the glory of God becomes present through us. And so it is, we have been enlisted, as it were, in the army of salvation. You think about that. It's very interesting, a military analogy, which is ancient, and that we have been enlisted into this army of salvation. And why? Because armies, in a sense, when they sign on knowing that they could go to battle. And they sign on knowing that they could die, or they could be injured seriously, and yet they sign on. They sign on for the term that of their duty. And I think what our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ is saying to the army of Christians, the spiritual army of Christians, is that we have signed up. And we are making the Christian life, our life. You know, it's fascinating because many people who, as it were, come to Christ, immediately go and begin to preach the gospel. And they feel that they have to bring others to Christ. When in fact, according to our Holy Orthodox tradition, it's one thing to come to Christ and be baptized into the Holy Spirit, but it's another thing to be prepared to preach and to teach. And so we have our disciplines. We have our morning and evening prayers, our participation in divine liturgy, our fasting and our feasting. We have all of these disciplines to mature us and to develop us so that we reach a point of maturity where, in fact, light shines from us. And it's the light of salvation that shines from us. Brothers and sisters in Christ our God, let us rejoice this day in the baptism of Patrick and in the waters of baptism which spilled upon the space of this church, and the grace of chrismation which is in the air as we breathe because of this baptism. Let us rejoice in this victory that has been won. And also let us recognize that there is a struggle ahead. There is a battle. There's a battle for purity and holiness, that we might become beacons of light and messengers of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.